The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Another day and another meeting of the Refreshment Club under the direction of our happy-hearted master of ceremonies, Don McNeil. Your host, the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, invites you to become a regular member of the Refreshment Club. And that means listening to these programs every day at this time, Mondays through Fridays, and keeping cold and frosty bottles of Coca-Cola in your refrigerator at home. Order, please. Come to order while we have the roll call. Clark Dennis.
Oh, boy.
Helen Jane Belke.
Me too.
Walter Bloppus.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Yeah!
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All here, Don. Let's go.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together, all right? Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourselves. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. All right, it's first call for refreshment by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers with the Blue Surge number, Rise and Shine. Tell you about Clark Dennis. You know, Clark is just learning to drive a car. He's 20, how many?
Oh, I don't know.
20 years old, and he's just learning to drive a car, and he's having the doggone time. He bought himself a second-hand car to start out with. He had a little trouble with it yesterday. He couldn't put out his hand while he was pushing it around the corner. But he's getting along fine, and I think we ought to interview Clark a little bit. How do you like driving a Clark?
Well, Clark.
Huh?
I'm trying to conquer it. I don't know.
Oh, you'll do it all right. A lot of fellas driving now, Clark.
Yeah, so they tell me.
Practically out now. Yeah, you won't have much trouble. It's a nice thing, just thinking you can get on the highway and steer. They go around the country.
Yeah.
There. More fun. What did you find hardest in learning to drive?
A brick wall.
Well, listen, Clark, there's one thing you'll have to know. When you go into these filling stations, you know, just to buy a tank full of gasoline, you'll get a lot of conversation and a whole ritual from the attendants there, see?
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah, they won't just sell you gasoline. They'll have to go through a lot of stuff, see?
Oh, yeah.
So I want to show you how to act. I've prepared a little thing here. It happened to me the other day. Should we try?
Yeah.
All right, you be the attendant. I'll be a motorist.
Okay.
All right.
Check your oil, sir?
No, it's okay.
Got enough water in your radiator?
Yes, all filled up.
Clean your windshield?
No.
Anything else, sir?
Yes, would you please stick out your tongue so I can seal this letter? See? Something to remember. Clark sings, the song is ended, but the automobile lingers on.
My thoughts go back to a heavenly dance, a moment of bliss we spend. Our hearts are filled with a song of romance as into the night we went and sang to our hearts' content. The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may. There neath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, you and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on.
Ralph Smith and his xylophone are here at the mic to be our featured soloist of the day. Ralph is a guy who plays such a swell xylophone, you know, and has all those crazy pets at home. Ralph's latest is a gum hound, a funny-looking creature which is half dog and half groundhog. Follows you around, and as soon as you step on a piece of chewing gum, it bites you in the leg. So you know it's time to look at your shoe and take the gum off. Very handy, because you never need worry about having people see you with gum stuck to your shoe. All right, Ralph, just an old gumshoe himself, plays a Hungarian rag. And the boys liked it, and I hope you did, too. Helen Jane, I saw you looking over some of your mail. What are you doing, looking for requests or songs?
Well, I was, Don. But I don't know what to do, because some people like fast ones, and some of them like slow.
What, for instance?
Well, as Mrs. J.F. Dwight of Holliston, Massachusetts, would rather I'd sing a slow number, and then Miss Virginia Rogers of Terre Haute, Indiana, wants a fast one.
Well, the idea, I guess, for you would be to either sing an arrangement that went fast and slow, or else to sing one of each, eh?
That's right.
All right, well, anything to please our refreshment clubbers. And I know you're doing a very swell job of pleasing them, too, by the way, Helen Jane.
Thank you.
You know, I'd like to go to Switzerland sometime, where the babies yodel instead of cry, and you can play the cheese on the player piano. Because they say that the Admiral of the Swiss Navy likes music, too. His favorite number is, "I'm waiting for ships that never come in."
Oh.
I'm sure you don't want to sing that one. Sing one this morning. I think everybody ought to like this one. Because the title is, well, it's so easy to remember. You know, you'll like it.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, "I'll always love you." I know it's over, and
And yet, it's easy to remember and so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand press me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember and so hard to forget. And though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember and so hard to forget.
And now we present the man of the hour who greets you every Thursday at this time. The man who gives you the benefit of worlds and years of experience in solving your problems of the heart and home. I present the voice of inexperienced Elmer.
Today I would like to dispense with me advice to the lovelorn and demonstrate me histrionic ability.
Oh, want to do a little play, huh? All right, Elmer, I'll tell you what we do. I've got one right here. We can try. The scene is the large bakery. The woman is the clerk in the bakery. I'll be the woman, and you be the man who is about to come in and make an order in the bakery. All right?
I would like to order a cake.
Yes, well, what kind, please?
It doesn't make much difference, but the decorations on the cake must be just so.
Oh, so. Just how do you want your cake decorated?
I want a border of red rosebuds and two birds on the top.
On the top of what?
On the top of the cake, of course. How silly.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Blue bird and a canary. Yeah, that's it.
Yes, that'll be rather expensive.
I'm not interested in the cost. When can I have the cake?
Well, I believe we can have the cake for you by tomorrow afternoon. Will that be satisfactory?
Very good.
Yes.
The next day.
Perhaps you remember me. Is my cake ready?
Yes, how could I forget? Certainly, just one moment. Here it is.
It's lovely. But the color of the blue bird isn't at all what I want. It's much too dark a blue. I'm afraid I can't accept it.
Well, I'm sure we can remedy that. Can you return tomorrow?
Yes, but I must have the cake tomorrow.
Further scene, the next afternoon.
Oh, I'm so anxious I can hardly wait. Is it ready?
Yes. I do hope it's satisfactory.
Heavens! Now you change the color of the canary. The blue bird is beautiful, but the canary, it's abominable.
It's what?
It's abominable. Ridiculous.
Well,
how long will it take to change the color of the canary back to what it originally was?
Well, if you'll come back tomorrow, I'm sure we'll have the cake just as you want it.
Is my,
Yes, yes, here it is.
That's exactly what I want. It's marvelous. It's,
Yes, how do you want the cake wrapped?
Wrap? Certainly not. I'll eat it here.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
just heard Walter Blossom's and boys in the dancing mood. I'll eat the cake right here. Oh, Elmer. What a scientist, huh? Elmer, you might be interested in knowing that one scientist now claims to be able to measure the millionth of an inch. Of course, so do most car parking attendants. About that, and I'm no scientist, goodness knows, and I don't think you are either. But these scientific gentlemen do give us something to think about, don't they?
Yes, they do. The scientists have discovered how we can get more done and do it better. The secret is to stop everything from time to time and relax completely. In other words, no matter what you do, you ought to pause every once in a while. It's a splendid idea. But a better idea is to make that pause the pause that refreshes with an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola. Businessmen know that a refreshed worker is a better worker. That's why so many companies have established regular rest periods for their employees. It's also the reason why you will find Coca-Cola available in hundreds and hundreds of factories and offices. Your tasks at home are more easily done when you are refreshed. Try it. Get a supply of Coca-Cola for your family refrigerator. Then, when you pause in the midst of your housework, make the pause refreshing with a cold and frosty bottle. You'll be glad you did. Your favorite dealer can supply you with Coca-Cola in a handy carton that contains 6 bottles and is easy to carry. All right, Don?
All right, Clark Dennis does what we think is a grand job with one of the greatest songs of the show Born to Dance. I've Got You Under My Skin.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself that the affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. For I've got
Clark, boy. Well, Sir Carol Martin of our trombone section is about to go to town here. Carol Martin is our trombonist who really puts his heart into playing Asleep in the Deep. But he also plays and does right well with a trombone smear. Smear nothing to Carol. And he's got one for you today called Miss Trombone. It's a little hard for him to do because he usually plays the trombone without a miss. Here he goes, a trombone smear and Carol Martin.
Thank you.
Lawrence Mayer by Carol Martin. All right, now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with the old oaken bucket. Bucket that hung in the well. If you were born on a farm, or even if you spent enough time there to feel the tremendous appeal of the country, you'll understand the tug at the heartstrings when you see an old abandoned farm. It stands alone, its once fine buildings crumbling to decay. One softly treads neglected walks, grass grown, quite loath to stir the ghosts of yesterday. The shutters droop on rusty hinges now, and dusty vines still cling to weathered walls. The sashless windows staring wide allow a glimpse of rooms and bat-infested halls. And the barns, for once the calm-eyed cattle drowse, are empty and forlorn. The cool, sweet smell of summer hay no longer fills the mouths that echoed once the childish romp and yell. An old, forsaken farm. Its day is past, and time will take its toll. The gentle rain will warm the cold decay until at last the good brown earth takes back its own again. Now, there's something about a farm also that brings back the thought of fall and apples and all that sort of thing. Doesn't it, Helen J.?
That's right.
Especially because of the fact that just a little while ago, Al Eisenmenger out in the control room and several of the boys were munching on apple.
Mm-hmm.
So it brought it home to me. And it made me think of something else.
What, Don?
I was hoping you'd ask me that.
Well, what could I say?
Made me think about Adam's apple.
Oh.
Now, on the face of it, that or on the neck of it, that sounds like an irrelevant statement, but I found out what an Adam's apple was the other day. It's always bothered me. What that...
Well, it has bothered me, too.
Isn't
what
it?
The heck is it?
Yeah, and what good is it and all that? So I looked it up, and the name Adam's apple is given to a lump in the front of the throat, as you know.
Yeah.
It began, they say, with the old nonsense, which said that a piece of the apple that Adam ate in the Garden of Eden stuck in his throat.
That's, oh, I didn't know that.
That's where they got the name Adam's apple. And the curious lump that moves up and down when one swallows is really the front part of the larynx of the throat and is usually more prominent in men than in women, as you can see if you look around here.
Yeah.
Huh? So that's what an Adam's apple is. I've often wondered, because I've noticed singers, not you especially, but I've noticed a lot of singers when they sing, and I always like to watch them from close up to... Yeah, those kind of get those overtones.
That
so that's an Adam's apple. What are you going to sing, Helen Jane?
I never should have told you.
Oh, I think I should have told you. You're old enough now, an Adam's apple.
I never should have told you what your lips are for, what your arms are for, and whom I adore, baby. Now it's hard to hold you. I never should have told you what your looks would mean on the movie screen. You would steal a scene, baby. But I never should have told you. Since I put you eyes, you are always making eyes at everyone in the crowd. My, but you're acting proud. Now that you know I care, you've got your nose up in the air. Oh, I never should have told you that you're heavenly, like a dream to me. Now you're mean to me, baby. Never should have told you. I never should have told you what your lips are for, what your arms are for, and do my adore, baby. Never should have told you. Thank you. to me, 'cause now you're mean to me, baby. Never should have told you.
All right, it's Last Call for Refreshment by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers, and then we'll all go and have an ice-cold bottle of you-know-what. Wahoo! Freshman Club leaves you for today. Tomorrow, we'll be back again for another fun session with Clark Dennis, Helen Jane Belkey, Walter Blaufuss, and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, your old friend Bill Krenz at the piano, and our guest, the cadet. Of course, I'll be with you, too. This is Don McNeil saying so long, and until tomorrow, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshments, think of Coca-Cola, for Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes, and ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.